Preparing for CattleCon 2026. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. CattleCon is always a great event that WNAX loves to attend every year, and you'll find Keith in Nashville February 3rd through the 5th, soaking up this great convention. But what exactly is CattleCon? For those that may be a little unfamiliar, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Executive Director of Meetings and Events, Kristen Torres, shares why CattleCon is the place to be.
Yes, this is the event for the beef cattle industry. So anybody that's raising cattle, involved in the cattle industry, this is the event where policy is set, decisions are made. It's where the latest in technologies and services are featured. And then there's also education happening there. In addition to that, this is where the beef cattle community gets together and gathers. So if anyone is part of that industry, this is an event they're not going to want to miss.
And like I mentioned earlier, CattleCon will be held in downtown Nashville, and this is a great location. Why?
Nashville is such a great town. It's rich with culture. There's so much to see and do there. The convention center is located just two blocks off of the historic Broadway. You can actually hear the music from Broadway at the convention center. So it's a great opportunity for producers to bring their families and enjoy the music that Nashville has to offer and enjoy all the history that the city has to offer as well.
CattleCon is extremely busy. Give us some of the highlights and keynote speakers that will be present at CattleCon 2026 this year.
Yes, we have a great lineup of speakers this year. Our opening general session is going to be with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Fantastic guy. He has a great story. He's going to be talking about his involvement in the industry, his involvement in the restaurant industry, and obviously his involvement in NASCAR. So it's going to be fun to hear that. And then outside of that, we have General Session 2, which is actually a Cattlemen's College session. A gentleman by the name of John Acuff is going to be doing a great, real high-energy program talking about leadership. And then, of course, we'll have CattleFacts session, and we'll get to hear from our friends over there talking about what the markets are looking like for the next 18 months or so. And then we've brought back our closing general session, where we're going to be looking forward to what's coming up for the next year. And we have a great speaker by the name of Jimmy Yeary. He's actually a singer-songwriter based in Nashville, and he has a great program as well.
To all the producers who may have never experienced this before, what really is the benefit of attending a convention like this?
So CattleCon really helps producers stay ahead of industry trends by offering great cutting-edge education. We have Cattlemen's College program that happens throughout the week. It's now available for all attendees. It's available for exhibitors. It's available for one-day registrations, full registrations. Everyone can attend that. And then we also have a slew of education that's happening on the trade show floor, including some live cattle handling sessions as well. And then the trade show itself, all the latest products and services that are available to producers, they can find right there on the show floor.
And you really get to network with your fellow producers as well, which is pretty special.
They're not going to find it anywhere else. This is, as I've said, the event for the beef cattle business. So networking is a key component to this event. We try to make sure that there's opportunities on the show floor, off of the show floor, for producers to connect. We make sure there's a reception every day. So there's time to do business, there's time to recept. And then every night we have a big reception and event so folks can experience Nashville. And then they have a chance to connect with other producers while they're there as well.
To learn more, make sure to visit convention.ncba.org. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.